is your mother!
This is your mother's.
It's your mother's.
It's your mother's.
This is your mother's.
This is your mother's.
This is your mother's.
Favorite podcast.
Welcome back, listeners. My name's Cody.
My name's Logan.
That's Logan. And this is your mother's favorite podcast, where we are two broke college kids who eventually try to get together every now and then and have a podcast.
Yeah, sorry for missing a couple
weeks.
Yeah, missing a couple weeks here and there.
Now, I'm not going to point fingers at anybody, but it was all Logan's fault.
One was Cody's, one was mine. Like, I will take equal blame.
I'm not doing equal anything.
Well, I don't want to talk about that. Before we get the podcast started, I would just like to send out a sincere apology for that, but more than that, a sincere thanks that I'm still on this podcast, Cody. Thank you.
Yeah, I really had to contemplate and, you know, just run through every emotion I have before I, you know, allowed you back on.
God, it's all I've heard for 2 weeks.
Look,
I'm vegan and I hate you. That's all I
ever
get.
I'm saying is, if you're interested in maybe being in a podcast, just go on and send in applications, because we might have a position opening.
But we came to terms. I signed a paper that if I come through and we do record an episode every week, I get to stick this thing out.
He gets to, yeah. That's
so.
It is what it is. So there are a few topics that I would love to cover and, of course, you know, over talk and really go in depth on. But we have a special request as far as what to cover
this week.
And that is
from Brian Adkins.
Shout out.
Our loyal subscriber to our Patreon, our loyal listener every Monday.
Check out that Patreon, by the way.
Yeah, check out that Patreon. Don't let Brian be alone. He hates the feeling of loneliness.
Right, we can't let him be alone.
Brian wanted us to talk about whether or not college athletes should get paid in sports, and if they do get paid or some form of payment, what should it be, what could it be, that kind of thing.
Right, and this is a topic me and you have never discussed, so
we've
I don't know where you're at on this, and you have no idea where I'm at on it. I have mixed emotions with it, and I think I can validate and justify my stance on it.
I actually want to start out this whole topic with what Brian said to me. And we can go off of what he says.
Yeah, go for it.
And go off of his views on it.
Perfect.
So he has two. he says, my opinion is either they get paid by getting a free, you know, four-year ride, and then they can get a small stipend like any other student job, or that they get paid a certain dollar amount. So, for example, $80,000 a year, and then that money is funded by boosters, you know, et cetera. And then that $80K is used to pay for their school, and they keep the leftover, and then that scholarship goes back to the school to use for a non-athlete.
Now, I love that.
I do, too. as far as the siphon, like any other student job, I'm not as much on board with that, just because I feel like that's not fair, in a sense. Like, I don't know. I guess it is, because, you know, they're still going to practice. I always like to think of college football athletes as they're not in school. But
right.
They are. You know, they're still doing studies,
yeah,
and they still have
I'll
homework and papers. And
so, I mean, even
I
me.
I forget that.
Even me just working a normal job and just being a student, not even an athlete.
Right.
Like, I couldn't imagine being an Alabama football player.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, there's no – how in the world – you know, everybody keeps ragging on Texas. Earlier this year, they had posted a tweet that was like, the highest GPA for a team in school history. And the average GPA across the football team was a 2.89.
Yeah.
And, I mean, anybody else is going to laugh about that. But, I mean, that shows if that's the highest they've ever had. Like, these kids aren't getting to study. And,
yeah.
Of course, they're not there for academics.
And that's another thing. But because there's outliers. And as much as I hate them and will always hate them, you know, take Josh Dobbs at UT, who is, you know, aeronautical engineering and all this stuff. What was his GPA? It was something really high.
Yeah.
It was like 3.8 or something,
yeah.
Crazy.
And he was the quarterback for a well-known like program that's not like, you know, just come when you can.
Even if they're not good, they're an SEC team.
Right.
So at the end of the day, I don't care if it's Kentucky or
now, I do.
Alabama.
Can I just throw in that I do love Josh Dobbs?
I mean, that's...
He's an NFL guy.
I mean, you can always be wrong. Like, I don't care.
That's fine.
Like, that's what this podcast is
right.
You being wrong.
Yeah.
And you know, of course, my favorite quarterback and also the best quarterback to ever graze the NFL, Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know, he went to Harvard, and like, I'm sorry, if you have something below like a 3.7 at Harvard, you're not even.
Well, and also though, Harvard's football program is definitely not that demanding.
That's fine, but at the end of the day, he's still having to keep his body in shape. He's still having to go to the practices. He still has to get out there and play. I get it. Like, if they lose all their games, it don't matter.
Right. So the NCAA, they released that that commercial in the spring of this year, and it was like student athletes. It was like showing like their happy lives and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And then some filmmakers, along with some former NCAA athletes, got together and made their own. And it showed like the sheer misery of like waking up at 4 a.m, going to your 2-a-days, and then going to class, and then not getting back until midnight, and having to like cram for an exam, and then up at 3 again.
Oh yeah, like it's not an easy life.
Right. So I mean, I guess this is me laying down my foundation. I feel like they definitely do deserve some form of payment. You know, you have the kids like, you know, a Fitzpatrick who definitely came from a very affluent family.
Yeah.
So, you know, him going to Harvard, that sort of thing. They probably had the money to pay for that. Like, you know, he's definitely not student loans or anything like that.
Right.
But then you have the kids that are coming from, you know, lower class, poverty-ridden areas, mm-hmm. you know, on the football grind. They get those full-ride scholarships. And, you know, players are going to get paid regardless mm-hmm. in college. And look at Reggie Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And whether that's, you know, a kid shaking hands with a college coach before he even gets into college, when the mm-hmm. coach is like, you know, yeah, we'll slide you $20,000 here and there, because
right.
that kid's wanting to send that back home to his mom, who's working 6 jobs with a house full of kids.
Right.
So I think, you know, college players shouldn't be making millions.
No, absolutely not.
But now, college coaches do make more than NFL coaches.
Yeah. Well, that was one of my topics I wanted to hit. I mean, some of these. I'm like Nick Saban. Like,
now,
bro.
I will say, though, I think that a college coach is more valuable than an NFL coach, because they do build the players.
They build the players, as well as college football gets overlooked a lot, in my opinion, because, you know, you take Nick Saban and you look at like what Nick Saban's churned out. He makes the NFL what it is, like
right.
for a
now,
big part.
You put Nick Saban in the NFL, and it's totally different.
Yeah.
Because Nick's there to develop.
He takes the young, unmolded minds. That sounds super, like, cultist, but, like,
right.
he takes...
Well, isn't Alabama a cult, though?
Like, he takes Julio Jones when he's 18 and turns him into what he is right now.
Right.
You know, and Derrick Henry and Mark Ingram, or whoever your example wants to be, if he goes in the NFL and he has these guys that are already, like, 24 and are already out of college, can he coach them the same? Because he can't mold them to what he wants to be. They played at another college, that kind
right.
of thing. So, yes, you're right in what you're saying. And a lot of these college football coaches get millions on millions on millions. And one of the views is you're looking at the athletes. They're getting nothing.
Now, like, I don't think the college kids should be getting paid those $24 million contracts.
No, absolutely not. No, no, no.
I think it should stay 5 figures. I don't think they should be making even $100,000.
No.
I think if they were to just flat across the board, and this could maybe, like, you know, be debunked or argued by a lot of people, but depending on what school you're going to, obviously someone who plays for the University of Tennessee should be getting paid better than someone who plays for Northwestern.
Okay, see, that's where I start having a problem, because there's not really a way to level it. And so my argument is, you know, we live in Kingsport or whatever. If I'm a crazy linebacker or whatever and I get a scholarship, more than likely I would think UT looks at me just because I'm a homeboy, like I'm
right.
Tennessee. And that's fine, and let's say I get a full ride and I get $15,000 a year, right? Like, for my talent or whatever, let's say if I went to Vanderbilt, because I'd rather go to Vanderbilt.
Now, Vanderbilt could probably afford a better.
I'm just saying, like an example. They're not an SEC team.
Right. Yeah, they are.
Well, they're not like SEC top dog. They're not like Tennessee and Florida and Alabama,
right.
is what I'm trying to say. So I go to Vanderbilt, and they're like, okay, you get $10,000 a year. I don't find that as fair. And then another thing, if I'm a 3-star recruit.
See, so that's where colleges are going to have to start finding better funding or putting more money. And that's what's going to actually, if they were to do that right there, that would make college football more competitive. Other than just going to a school like Alabama because they can offer you more money. No. What if a college like Northwestern
gives
somehow
you the same thing Alabama gives you?
Or maybe $5,000 more. And then, okay, well, you just had a 5-star recruit choose, or a one star. It's once, right? The lower the star, the more?
No.
Is it? Okay. Yeah, so a five star recruit, it's like, well, I can send back 10,000 more to my family if I go to Northwestern. So then you start getting a more spread out talent. You're going to have more competitive teams. It's just, I don't think the players should be making $200,000 a year plus full ride scholarships. Another thing, though, I think that when they're selling jerseys, if you buy a Baker Mayfield jersey back when he was in Oklahoma, then he should have gotten a portion of that.
Well, you can't sell college jerseys. That's illegal. There's not college jerseys of people that play in college. That's illegal.
No.
Yes, it is.
Buddy, Tim Tebow had one of the highest selling college jerseys when he was in college.
No.
Yes, he did.
I will fight this till the day I die.
That's fine. You go in and keep talking, and I'll find that just to prove you wrong.
Okay, because I'm talking about, like, game. I mean, think about, like, Lonzo, like, with his shoe deal. Or not Lonzo, LaMelo with his shoe deal. Like, they're not allowed to receive, like, they can't have anything with their name on it that makes the school money because they're not getting paid. You feel me?
That's fine. Keep talking. Go ahead. I'm finding this.
No, like, I can't keep going on about
Tim
it.
Tim Tebow,
like,
in 2009, I believe it was, had the highest selling. His jerseys rivaled LeBron's as far as sales go. Okay, right here, NCAA.com. I can buy TJ Yeldon Alabama number 4 jersey
right
for
now. $77. You can after they get out of college. Yes, I have a Deshaun Watson Clemson jersey. After they get out of college, you can absolutely.
That's it. It's not their. It's their number.
That's fine, but none of that money is going to. It's
going
to
the
school, but it's not going to.
Right, that is what I'm saying. He should get that. That was my point. Baker Mayfield should have gotten that money. Tim Tebow should have gotten that money.
Like, after they're out of college?
While they're in college and they're selling those jerseys. It's not after college.
Yeah, they can sell plain jerseys with their number, but their name can't be on it.
Right. That's why the NCAA games have crumbled. That's why they don't exist anymore, because it was using the player likeness without players making the money.
Exactly.
For that.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, they.
Well, yeah, I know that.
I thought you were trying to say their name was on it.
No.
Okay. Okay. Yes, they can sell, like, just the number.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
yeah.
an issue.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. They can do that.
And, you know, they're
and
selling.
And I agree.
You know, Florida Gators number 15. No, Tim Tebow should have gotten a percentage of that.
See,
because they're selling it based on who he is. Like, nobody's buying a 14.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Or
yeah
16.
For no reason. Okay. Like, what I was going to get at is, let's say I'm a 3-star linebacker, okay, and I go to Vanderbilt and they say, here's $10,000, you're a full ride, sweet, and you're on the same team. We went to the same high school, and you're a recruit, and you're a 4-star linebacker. You know, they need a middle linebacker and a right outside linebacker, right? And you're a 4-star, so they're like, here's $15,000. But in my mind, I'm like, he's not better than me. Like, we're both linebackers. Like, the star system, whatever, is stupid. Like, do you have pay grades like you do in professional sports?
No, it's universal. I think it's flat.
So you're saying if you're Deshaun Watson at Clemson, or if you're the third-string defensive tackle, you both make $10,000?
Yeah.
That's what I think as well. But I don't think people would be game for that.
Like, as far well, like, who's not game? The players or like me and you? Because what the hell does it matter what me and you think?
No, I'm just saying, like, you were talking about, like, Alabama saying we'll pay $5,000 more
than Northwestern,
right?
Yeah.
Then everybody, of course, everybody goes to Alabama if they get offered anyway. But then, like, everybody goes there. No one's gonna go to Northwestern anymore.
You can only fit 52 men on a roster, though.
But I'm just saying, like, even if Northwestern's like, you know what, we're gonna compete. Like, they almost make like a bidding war. Like, no, we'll give you 12. No, we'll give you 14.
Nope. No. Each college, they'll have
like it's
however
flat.
Much money, like a lot. Yeah, let's just say break it up, and let's say they can fit 10 players on a team, and they only have $100,000 a year to spend. So each player gets $10,000 just right off the bat. Like, that's all they're allotted. I mean, of course, given it's going to be more than that, like,
yeah,
250.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But people are like, well, where are the colleges going to come up with that money? Well, how much do you think Tennessee's SEC NBC network deal is? Billions.
My last worry is, where is the college going to get their money?
Right.
Like, I mean, even just Northeast State's a scam. Like, I ain't worried about where UT gets its money.
Right.
They're now charging
there.
$18 for Bud Light. I ain't worried about it.
Right. It's there.
Yeah.
The money's there.
Brian's idea, though, with, you know, you getting your full ride and you getting X amount, like you said, $80,000, like we're talking about, mm-hmm. $15,000, you get that set amount. You use that, and if there's anything left over, it goes to, like,
right.
the school.
And that's fair.
It
I'm not
back.
Against that. Because,
right.
I mean, that falls in line with mine.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I mean, like, a college giving a guy like a full ride scholarship, like, the college doesn't lose money for that.
Exactly. You know? Because that guy that's getting a full ride scholarship, somebody else is taking out $50,000 in student loans.
Right.
So it balances out the lotteries, the all that stuff, man. I ain't worried about them getting their money.
Right. It's just, you know, we have college kids out here who are, you know, giving their entire futures on the line for nothing just so at some point they can return the favor to their parents.
Right. And this thing, too, like talking about the schools getting their money, let's take my favorite college team. Let's talk about LSU. LSU playing Alabama every year is one of the biggest games in the nation.
Yeah.
In the nation across all college football teams. Right. Okay. If it's at LSU or if it's at Alabama, but let's just say it's at LSU and it's in Death Valley. Okay. If we're playing them, how much money is a school getting? TV spots, the
right, dude, yeah.
The commercials, the like everything. You're telling me the school needs all that for giving out scholarships?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, well, that like money Alabama. Can be allotted.
Alabama's paying like the shitty teams that they're flying out to play. Like,
yeah.
$2 and $3 million a game.
Yeah, like let's play Hawaii like $3 million to get out here.
Yeah.
And we'll whip them. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like the money. College is such a scam to me in the long run anyway, as far as just like going for an education. So like the money, like it's there in excess.
Right.
Like,
and the
players
people,
can get it.
The only people who are bitching about the idea of students getting paid are like people who it does not affect even in the least.
I know. And the one argument I've heard my whole life, me and Jordan actually talked about this and it literally is the dumbest point ever, but I have heard this argument multiple times. Whether it's NBA, NFL, like, or basketball, football, whatever, they make the argument they're not getting paid. They're getting a full ride scholarship. That's their payment. But they're saying they're not getting paid because it's like a resume. Like, they're making their name for them to make money. And I think that's the dumbest thing ever.
It is so far from an internship.
Yeah, I know.
Because if I go and I intern, you know, somewhere in a career I expect to be, all I'm doing is buying some guy coffee. And, like, bringing him his coffee.
Yeah.
Or I'm, like, cleaning the bathrooms. Like,
it's
I'm not going out there.
It's a full-blown job.
Right.
Like, being a college athlete, like we already talked about, you know, not getting any sleep, like the practices, the team meetings, watching tape, and then you're studying, too, and then you're trying to keep your body in shape,
well, yeah,
and you're working out.
Well, yeah, because
if
they don't keep a certain GPA, like, they're done.
They're out anyway. Like, right. It's not
so they need to do something
same.
That just sweetens that deal a little bit. And like I said, you know, you, of course, have your rich players who, you know,
doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah,
and that's
like,
fun.
Your Tate Martells, like those kinds of people. Your Jake Fromms, that sort of thing.
Right.
But then you have your guys who have played football since they were 3 years old, you know, growing up in, you know, not so great conditions. They're wanting to go to college to better their family's lives and not only theirs. And
what the one main argument, and then we'll roll into something else here. My one main argument about that it's their resume or they're doing what they're doing to earn their money. You're going to like my reference because you're a Virginia Tech fan. It's just like the first thing I can think of. Tyrod Taylor was freaking awesome to me at Virginia Tech.
Absolutely.
Amazing. And I thought to myself, like, he's going to be crazy in the NFL. It just didn't happen, right? Like, he goes to the NFL, like, has a couple stints, whatever. He's not going to make it. He's never going to make it in the NFL, whatever. I'm not getting into your opinion on Tyrod Taylor. I'm just saying – his resume at Virginia Tech, you know, you look at him and you're an NFL team, you're like, oh my God, let's pay this kid.
Yeah.
And he gets there, it's not what it is. Johnny Manziel, you know? I mean, there's such a vast difference between NFL and college that I hate that assumption.
Right.
Who knew that Tom Brady was going to be the greatest quarterback of all time?
Yeah.
Like what, sixth-round pick or something?
Don't say that.
Oh, yeah, sorry. He's an Otto Graham fan. So, Tom Brady, like, greatest quarterback of all time in a lot of people's eyes.
Thank you.
Let's say that, okay?
Thank you.
Greatest quarterback of all time, well, unless you're Cody and it's Peyton Manning. And then
absolutely not. I don't appreciate cheaters, so I'm not going to say that someone who blatantly cheats is the greatest of all time.
I ain't getting into
and
that.
I hate
Tom Brady.
If one team who is slacking in the quarterback position were to give Tyrod Taylor a chance, he is going to excel at it.
That's not what I'm saying, though. I'm just saying that was...
That's fine, but I am saying that if you were to give Tyrod Taylor a damn chance, he's going to do fine.
I agree. I'm just saying that's the, you know, the fate of it. I mean,
right.
Like, he just didn't make it, right? I mean, Johnny Manziel sure as hell is not a bad football player. He just it's just what happened. Like, he didn't make it, okay? But then you take somebody like Deshaun Watson or Cam Newton, crazy in college. They get to the NFL. They can still hold that up. Yeah, sure, it's their resume.
Or
like,
Baker Mayfield.
Or Baker Mayfield. I love Baker. Like, they're making their money, whatever. That's not a good argument. Jeremy Hill was crazy for us at LSU, and he gets the Bengals and lose the biggest game ever against the Steelers. So, I mean, you know, like, he's not. He's just not going to make it. Yeah. Like, I mean, so that whole argument to me is just...
Every quarterback that was taken before Russell Wilson, I mean...
just completely voided. So if that's your argument, don't ever hit me with that nonsense. So if you haven't heard in some of these episodes, Cody is a... memester hipster, and he vapes. He tries to pull away from the microphone and hits his
and you can hear it every now and
hits
then.
His vape, and when I listen back, I'll hear a there's a sweet little drag right there. So Cody, I'm gonna let you lead off. Let's talk about banning vapes, because I'm sure that you have got things stockpiled up that you've just been ready to vent out on a microphone.
Oh, absolutely.
Let me hear it.
I think the biggest issue with this concern when it comes to the vape ban is the broad assumption that it is vape in general. THC cartridges are not vape. Vape is something that has been regulated by the FDA since, at the earliest, 2017. Of course, new regulations have came in to the industry from here and there, but now we have, you know, your typical average, and I say average to generalize, Facebook moms who are seeing, you know, all of these like memes and these boomer memes, I guess, are the best way. That's what I call those, are boomer memes.
Boomer memes.
So you have all these moms seeing that vapes are killing people. You know, we are up to, it's either 7 or 8 deaths now from a vape-related illness.
Something I see on Facebook all the time, just side note, is the ads that, like, from Jewel, like, Jewel cases. Like, come talk to an attorney now.
I don't know if you see me share those all the time. And I always leave some kind of, like, little snide remark on them. But, you know, that's an issue. And, of course, vaping has definitely made it a little bit easier for kids to use nicotine products, for sure.
Absolutely. Like putting a Juul in your pocket, being able to vape in the bathroom
or bedroom.
School. Sure.
Like, you know, you can smell a cigarette from a mile away with a Juul. It's not even putting out enough to have a smell.
Absolutely.
But, you know, kids are going to use nicotine. They have used nicotine for, you know, well over commercially 100 years now. They'll use it for
well
100
over that.
More. Yeah. And. This is a current thing that a lot of people just haven't given themselves enough benefit of the doubt to even try to comprehend and understand. But it's not your typical, you know, cloud chasing or even Juul vaping devices that are causing these deaths.
Yeah,
it's illicit black market THC cartridges. Just to explain how easy it is for me myself to make those, all you have to do is get a hold of one specific type of THC product, which is a dab. That is a wax, you know, strictly 99% concentrated form of THC, which is so easy to make. Words can't even express it. All you need is butane, a metal pipe, and then some bud. So what they're doing is taking those.
I think you're giving out too much information.
I know, right, yeah. Liquidizing, we'll liquidizing them. And they're putting preservatives and vitamin E.
Vitamin E oil, yeah.
That can be so many different things.
Yes.
And, you know, that's just a generalized, quick way to do it. It's cheap. They could go about this a totally different way. It's hard to make a cartridge, though, and it be as thin as what normal vape juice is. So they're having to use the vitamin E acetate for that. I think I said that right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So with all of that, people are getting a lipid buildup in their lungs. They're putting coconut oil. You know, you cannot inhale fats. That's why canola oil is banned in so many countries, except for the United States, just due to a lipid buildup in the lungs.
Yep.
In Asia, it's considered a biohazard.
Mm-hmm.
And in the United States, it's totally legal. But that's another point that I could go into. But you have these kids that are vaping these THC cartridges that I can buy the brand packaging for on eBay. I can buy the empty cartridges. I can fill them up, put them in those packages, tell everybody I went to Colorado over the weekend, sell them $50 a pop.
Yeah.
If I'm 16 years old and I'm hitting one of these carts and I end up in the hospital and I'm being questioned by the doctor and my mom's sitting there, I'm just going to be like, yeah, it was a Juul. Or I vaped.
Yeah. Yeah, you would say you vaped.
Right.
Right, because it is vaping. Like, at the end of the day, it is vaping.
If you were to put it in that broad sense,
Yes, the problem is, like, it's the same thing that happened a few years ago with the whole marijuana thing, like, talking about how many people marijuana was killing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, you do your research, end of the day, it's K2 synthetic.
Yep.
It's the same thing, and I'm not having a debate here on whether or not like we should be able to have THC cartridges or whether or not like marijuana is harmful or not. Like, that's not what I'm debating, but like, that's what it is. It's not nicotine vapes. It's not Juuls. It's not mods.
Right.
It's not salt.
And don't get me wrong, Juuls have benzoic acid, which is not the healthiest preservative that we could be inhaling.
But here's my main, what angers me. Like, it legitimately makes me mad. Is by saying don't vape, you're, without any research, you're automatically saying it's safer than cigarettes.
Right.
Which cigarettes, and nothing against people that smoke cigarettes. I smoke cigarettes. Like, literally, through history, like, as far as you want to go back, like, people just rolling tobacco leaves, like, it gives you cancers.
Right.
The same way that smoked meats give you cancers of the stomach.
Right.
It's carcinogens going into your lungs. That is so much more harmful than vaping.
Right.
So, and let's say vaping is harmful. Like, without any research, though, you're saying, like, automatically cigarettes are safer. Like, smoke cigarettes, not vape. Right.
And, you know, regardless, that's a whole nother conversation I could get in, but I will just brush on it. A regulation in the marijuana industry or the cannabis industry could totally eliminate this.
Yeah.
But, you know, due to federal laws, there's no way to regulate. The FDA can't even touch it right now.
Yep.
The FDA is allowed to touch hemp and CBD due to the Farm Bill in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to the actual marijuana side of cannabis, the FDA can't even touch it to regulate it.
Hey, Trump, there's one good thing you did. Thanks for the Farm Bill.
I can't even thank him for it. All he did was sign it, though.
Well, he still signed it. Thank you.
But, you know, with all of that being said, it's 7 or 8 deaths, which are incredibly unfortunate. And I can't stress enough to don't touch, you know, a cartridge you bought from Billy Bob Joe on the street corner.
Yeah, or Ryan 26.3 from eBay.
Yeah, but also at the same time, we're talking 7, 8 deaths. How many people do you know, obviously not that you know, but in the last 10 years, or even, let's say, the last 3 months, how many people do you think have died from cigarette-related diseases?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, cigarettes have killed, what was it, like 300 million people, like, in the last, like, 50 years or something like that?
I'd say it's more than that. It's like it's in the top 10 leading cause of death is lung cancer.
So, I mean, we have 7 or 8 deaths that aren't even related. Like, this is nowhere even related to cigarettes or nicotine.
Yeah.
Let alone. But now we're wanting to ban an entire industry.
And now, don't get me wrong, one thing about vapes, too, like, if you want to pull negatives, like, there's a lot of cases of, like, blood clots in the lungs and a lot of cases of infection in the lungs just because, like, you know, the benzoic acids and all this stuff. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about deaths. And none of those people that got these lung infections and blood clots, none of them died.
Right.
Like, it's not – I'm not saying it's not serious to have a blood clot in your lungs. Like, it is. But, like, they didn't die. Like, that's the whole argument. Not that they caused popcorn lung or whatever that argument was. Like, it's death. We're talking about death.
Yeah, and I mean, I am surrounded, you know, I would say 98% of the people I consider in my clique, they all vape. They have vaped for probably close to 10 years now.
Hipster circle.
And everybody's still kicking. Everybody's fine. And nicotine vape alone itself, of course, inhaling or taking anything foreign into the lungs is not good, but this is not nicotine vapes that are killing people at the moment. And I can't stress that enough. And if you don't believe me, even the FDA just recently put out a report in the last week and a half saying that it's illicit THC cartridges.
Yep.
Black market THC cartridges. Yep. And it's another topic I can roll right on over into from this. CBD cartridges are starting to show up as K2.
Yep.
And, you know, that's another... Don't go to a gas station and buy CBD. I cannot stress that enough.
Yeah, do not go to a gas station and buy those, like, CBD monster gummies. Like, no, listen.
Hey, find yourself a dedicated CBD store that is reputable and that can show you, you know, lab testing results of what they have. You cannot go into a gas station and ask someone their information on CBD because they're there to sell gas and cigarettes and beer. They're not there as CBD dedicated humans.
I can say one experience, like, where I have severe nausea, and I know I've said that before, like, nauseous since I was 10. Like, I tried anything, and I had someone recommend to me CBD gummies, and it was before you worked at your CBD store. And I went to actually a head shop that is in Colonial Heights, and I buy these CBD gummies, I go home and I take them, and I'm like, this is not a CBD place. This is a place where you buy bongs and pops and raw papers, but they have CBD products, right? And I come home, and I eat one, and I fall asleep, whatever, and I took one before I went to work, because the lady told me, take two a day. Take one in the morning, take one at night. I took it, bro, I'm at work, and I'm, nodding. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm thinking, there's actual, marijuana in this, THC.
I remember you telling me about
that. I'm thinking there's THC in this. I'm like, bro, I do not feel right. I start reading the package, and there's melatonin in it.
Right.
Listen, there probably, if there was CBD in it, it would have been such a minute amount. They just put melatonin in it so it, quote, relaxes you.
Yeah.
Don't buy CBD from a gas station.
Right. Cannot stress that enough. I'm no longer employed with, the CBD place I used to work with. I decided to move on, find bigger and better things. But find yourself a dedicated CBD store. And that's all there is to it.
And at the CBD store where you worked at, you could look at actual lab results.
Right. And that's the biggest thing.
Ask for that. Ask for, where's your manufacturer? Where's your, where do you ship from?
The biggest thing is, where is your hemp from?
Yeah.
Because if it is not American hemp, don't touch it. No other country has the tight regulations. And this isn't, buy American or nothing like that. But in Europe and China, where they're growing hemp, out the yin-yang, there's no regulations on it. You can douse it with whatever pesticides you want.
I've heard Jamaican hemp's pretty crazy.
Jamaican?
Yeah, brother.
Can I tell you? Oh, no.
That was my Jamaican accent.
Do you have any other accent?
All right, so before I get into a 30-minute Hulk Hogan fix, I think we briefly want to cover the biggest thing happening right now in the nation. The ABC is getting changed by Sesame Street.
And, man,
it's been going on for 50 years, and they decided to change it. That's actually not a joke. That really is happening right now. New York Times told me today.
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't either.
Are you on the felling New York Times?
Sad. So the second biggest thing in the country behind Sesame Street and Bert and Ernie being...
Can I take a celebratory flaming
homosexuals? Yeah, babe. Go ahead. Go ahead, man. Go ahead and make it number 9, idiot. Of course, we're going to cover the impeachment. Now, I don't want to go in crazy deep with it. Well, the impeachment... inquiry. So Nancy Pelosi obviously accused Trump of betraying the country.
Say accused so lightly?
Okay, listen.
Can we say pointed out?
Okay, listen. I want to say this for people who may be listening that just kind of knows it's happening and does not know the exact extent. This is straight from New York Times, just their quick little two sentences of what she, is accusing him of, okay? Donald Trump is accused of pressuring the Ukrainian president to open a corruption investigation into Joe Biden and his son during a phone call in July. Mr. Trump said that the phone call, shortly after he froze nearly $400 million in aid to Ukraine, was totally appropriate. That is the gist of the whole thing for anybody that just kind of knows it's happening and hasn't actually looked into it.
Right, and that's actually a demographic that I was thinking about the other day very deeply. You have a lot of people who just genuinely live in the political dark. There's a lot of people who just see headlines and they let their political feelings being swayed by just the headline itself.
Yes.
So, just in general, Trump's public perception is going to drop a whole lot just due to his name being tied to the word impeachment.
Yes. And the call, of course, is said to be part of a whistleblower, which is supposedly a member of the intelligence community.
Right. Now, that's just a report put out.
Right.
By the Washington Post.
Right. So that part...
And I disagree with that a whole lot.
Yeah, that part, obviously up in the air, but it seems kind of off, that it would be that.
Honestly, it's not off whatsoever. At any given point, there are CIA agents working in the White House as janitors aides, that sort of thing. The CIA kind of works for themselves more than any other deity.
Yeah.
The CIA has been involved in a whole lot of fucked up shit.
Yep.
From spraying citizens of San Francisco down with diseases to see, how they react in a chemical warfare setting, to trying to get President Kennedy to set off a nuclear bomb in Miami to fuel the Cold War.
Yeah. And, you know, for, I mean, hopefully if you're listening to this and, like, you hear us say we're going to cover the impeachment and you're still listening, I hope that you know, like, you would be politically educated. But, like, an impeachment does not mean Donald Trump's losing his presidency.
Right.
A lot of people think impeachment means, you know, like, Bill Clinton got impeached, you know.
Right.
Like, he has to be acquitted.
Yeah.
You know, but, I mean, I just, it's such.
You mean charged.
Well, acquitted, charged and acquitted, yeah.
Freed.
Yeah, charged and, yeah. The whole part of it is, like, me and you talked about this, like, an impeachment in this whole process absolutely tears a country apart. Like, absolutely just causes a absolute, like, more separation than what's already here. That kind of thing. And as much as me and you don't like Trump, like, I'm not, like, I'll let you go into this. Like, I'm not here or excited for, like, Trump losing his presidency. Like, I don't care about that at this point. You know what I mean? Like Pence is president for a year, cool. Or, well, it wouldn't even be a year.
Right. So, when it comes down to it, I'm very politically outspoken. Of course, I am ecstatic that what goes around comes around. I definitely think Trump has broken several laws throughout his presidency that a lot of people refuse to acknowledge or really want to talk about. I'm surprised that it's taken this long to actually start an impeachment process.
Me too.
If I were to tell you that I'm not excited that Trump might be getting kicked out of office, I would be lying to you. But just as a citizen of the United States, it does completely rip a nation apart. Yeah. You can look at Nixon. You could even go back to the 90s with Bill Clinton. It completely divides us. We're already so divided as is. But I feel like this is just a step in the right direction for putting us back down the right track. Of course, you know, I am very opposite of Trump with a lot of my views and opinions. I definitely think he deserves it, just first and foremost.
Yeah.
Just for not only this Ukrainian issue, which I really can't stress enough. If you haven't read the transcripts or you haven't read the whistleblower complaint, definitely
it's
just
very interesting.
That is your duty as a citizen to at least stay caught up with that. This is an issue that is bigger than either one of us could even explain.
Yeah.
We literally have the leader of our country potentially being booted out of office. You know, and regardless, a lot of people think that Trump's an illegitimate president. He didn't deserve it, that sort of thing. Regardless, fact of the matter is he got it, and he is the current sitting president of the United States.
Regardless, with, you know, for him or against him, he is the president, and he's potentially getting booted out. That causes an uproar.
Right, for sure.
No matter what.
You're going to have your die-hard Trumpers, as I call them, who will absolutely just not accept this no matter what. You're going to have your liberals, your anti-Trumpers, who are going to just bask in this and gloat in it. And at some point, I promise you, I will gloat for different reasons other than, yeah, just Trump's gone.
There's a lot of people that
I cannot, excuse me.
Yeah, if you stop vaping.
Right. If he does get kicked out, there are so many people that I'm absolutely just going to, like, push their nose down in it and hit them in the back of the head with a newspaper.
Like a bad dog.
Absolutely.
My main thing, and I already told you about this, my main thing with this, you know, me and Cody both are pretty liberal. We've said who we like as far as our candidates, and we'll have a political debate, you know, closer to actual election. This pretty much rules out Joe Biden. Like, I mean, that's what this whole thing is to me.
Right.
Is Trump's throwing his fingers back. Well, why don't you, you know, investigate Joe Biden? Like, you know, I'm not going to send you that $400 million.
Not only Biden, but he also threw Pence under the bus,
and he also threw Pence under the bus, too. Joe Biden is my one guy that I'm like, I don't want Joe Biden to win this thing. Like, morally, I don't know if I could vote for Joe Biden. Like I would vote for him against Trump, obviously, like, if that's what happened. But, like, morally, like you said, I don't know.
Right.
If I could vote for Joe Biden. This takes him down.
I cannot stress that enough. I don't care who it is. If Bernie Sanders, which is my personal favorite candidate, was guilty of this, charge Bernie.
Yes.
I don't care what party it is. Trump has clearly violated the Constitution several occasions before this.
And that's my thing. I know that if you're listening and you listen to our political episode and you listen to this, you both know, or you know how we both feel about Trump. That's not even the way I'm attacking this. I don't care if it was Obama or, God, if it was my favorite president ever, Kennedy. Like, if it was Kennedy, like, charge them. Like, right. I don't care who it is. Trump doing this sets up a precedent of what can be done for upcoming presidents, in my opinion. If Trump does this and does not get impeached, does not, you know, get charged, to me that sets a bar for, like, someone else coming in. Like, well, Trump got by with it. Like, then it'd be crazy if they got charged.
Right. So I just want to give a quick little summary of, as far as deeper details as to what happened, just to explain for people who might not be as educated on this topic specifically. So we could take it back to a few years ago. I believe it was right before Obama left office. Joe Biden's son, Hunter, I believe is his name, was working for an oil company. He was one of the board members of an oil company that's very predominant in Ukraine. And there was a prosecutor who, you know, according to some reports, was heavily influenced by Russia and Vladimir Putin.
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing, investigations on this company.
Right.
And a lot of people believe that he was doing that out of spite towards the Obama administration, trying to, you know, hit Biden where it hurts the most, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently in this situation, Biden said, I think it was actually earlier last year. I think it might have been 2018. So it could have been after the Obama administration. Regardless, that doesn't change this moral here.
Yeah.
So Biden kind of holds some aid money over their head as far as, you know, trying to force a political wrist. And, you know, kind of forces them to fire this prosecutor. And Biden used it under the umbrella of saying that he was corrupt, and very much inspired and holding hands with Russia. So it was one of those, well, you either fire him or you don't get this aid money. Well, he gets fired, that sort of thing. So then Trump, on the phone with the newly elected Ukrainian president, brings up the reporter and talks highly, or the prosecutor, and talks highly of the prosecutor, and speaks on how he was treated unfairly.
Mm-hmm.
So before this segment of the conversation started, Trump was reminding the Ukrainian president how much money that we aid them and how beneficial we are to them and how we support them financially more than even their European neighbors. And the president of Ukraine goes on to ask for a weaponry deal to purchase some anti-aircraft javelins from the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump says, of course we can make that happen. The United States, we're very well known for selling weaponry. That's where we make a lot of money.
Right.
And so they continue that conversation. And Trump says, sure, we can go on. We can do that. I do have a favor to ask, though. And then that's where we go into potentially investigating this prosecutor and to see why he truly was fired. So you're talking about Trump using a political high ground on a newly elected leader to potentially get information against who is, as of this moment right now, going to be his opponent for the general election. Sure to God, hope it's not Biden. But the way it looks right now is Biden's going to be the Democratic nominee.
Yep.
And Trump wants to have some inside information on him, and he was using United States relief aid money,
yep,
to sway that and get a foreign leader to give him information on his potential opponent.
Yeah, $391 million for an exact number.
Yep. So you have the sitting president of the United States trying to bribe a foreign leader to get inside information on his political opponent.
Yeah.
That in itself breaks the Constitution. That's bribery. That could be considered treasonous because Trump is wanting to...
And what I think he tried to do, like, in his own head, was he froze that aid that was going there. And if you read the transcript or, whatever he says, He says, like, can you do me a favor and investigate Joe Biden and his son? But he never says how that favor is going to be returned. So right. I think he knew on his part not to say, like, oh, I'll send you that $400 million if right. you do me a favor. But he froze the aid, mm-hmm. which is just obvious, you know, pretty obvious
right.
why it's frozen. So I think, like, even him just saying, like, do me a favor, like, you can't.
Right, and I'll be honest, I don't think Trump's sitting there plotting.
No.
Like, I genuinely don't think he's smart enough to plot in that sense.
Exactly.
He knows what he was doing. He's a businessman. He knows what he was doing, but I don't think Trump sees the magnitude or even the wrongdoing on that. And therefore, that alone to me is enough to be like, okay, I don't think this guy is, you know, fit enough to be the leader of the free world.
No other president, at least to our knowledge, has ever done this.
So, well, this is honestly identical to Nixon.
Identical. I mean, it's a lot like Nixon.
Only his was more internal. His yeah. stayed within the United States.
Right. But I'm just talking about, like, as far as, like, reaching out. Like, I don't know.
So, not only do we have that, after the whistleblowing complaint came out, Trump went on in a private meeting, which was recorded. There is video documentation and audio of this. He said something, I'm going to paraphrase, something along the lines of, if we still treated spies like we did when we were smart, this would be a different outcome, blah, 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 because you know what we used to do to those guys.
Yeah.
So that's threatening execution on the person who leaked all of this information to the person who whistleblew. Because the whistleblower is 100% safe right now under
yes.
under law. If he ends up dead, like that's or he or she ends up dead, that totally different ballgame at this point.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like full-on conspiracy.
Oh, yeah.
But the person who leaked the information to the intelligence, the reported intelligence agent that, you know, put out the report, that person should be hit with capital punishment. So now you're starting to flirt with just the idea of like a dictatorship.
Yeah, you're starting to flirt with the idea of someone who will up front bluntly says, like, I will take you out, almost, like, for doing what you did, because his exact words were, the details was, quote, close to a spy, I believe.
Yeah.
And then you were saying, like, in the old days, you know, they were dealt with differently or whatever. Like, that's borderline of, like, like, I know it's kind of not, and I probably shouldn't use this example, but that's borderline of, like, you know, like pulling a race card almost. Like, yeah, you were dealt with differently back in the 20s. Like, you can't say that. Like, I mean,
right?
Times are different. Like, I mean, it's not. I don't know, bro. That it. You're right. I mean, it's like borderline dictatorship.
And
like,
it's
just
horrifying.
Saying, like, don't leak anything on me. Like, don't release anything on me.
Right, and, you know,
terrifying. And if I'm the whistleblower, I'm absolutely mortified.
Oh, for sure. Like, I know, and especially after the report coming out that he's in the CIA.
Yes.
Because you eliminate a whole lot of potential candidates there.
Oh,
I mean, we
yeah.
went from it literally being one of the, you know, 350+ million American citizens yeah. to 2,000 or 3,000 people.
How? Yeah. And I, you know, that's another thing too. With it being CIA, like you were saying, like, I mean, could have been a janitor. But now, he didn't hear the phone call, right?
Right.
Like, he didn't directly hear the phone call.
Right, but everything he put out in the phone, everything that he said happened in the phone call was what was produced out of the transcript.
Out of the transcript, yes.
So, and then also, you have the acting intelligence chief who testified, I believe it was yesterday, before the House Intelligence Committee. And they asked yeah. him, you know, did he feel like the whistleblower broke any laws? And he is quoted as saying the whistleblower did the right thing by the law.
Yeah.
So that in itself, you know, there's a lot of people who are saying this is the witch hunt or the Democrats are going to do whatever they can. But I find it hard to argue that this is not an impeachable offense. Of course, you know, I can't stress it enough. I'm not a Trump person whatsoever, not even in the slightest little bit. I hate the idea of the American leader, you know, having this huge fall from grace, that sort of thing. Like, it sucks for us as a country on a global scale, on a national scale. And even once again, though, on a global scale, I think this is the best thing that can happen for the country. Now, you know, what happens from here? We impeach Trump. Pence is president, which Pence terrifies me, too, as a moral human. But
no,
we might not
I mean,
have that
I,
issue because Trump specifically name-dropped Pence for talking to the Ukrainian leader too.
Yeah. So then what happens there, you know?
So if Pence gets impeached as well, here's the thing, and this is going to make every conservative in the United States absolutely cry. We have Madam President Nancy Pelosi.
God, and I hate Nancy Pelosi so much,
I can't even begin
bro.
To tell you how much I despise her.
Like, please don't think that we're Nancy Pelosi people, because we're not.
Right, not even slightly, but, you know.
Oh, God. Listen, I mean, okay, it almost makes me feel like Trump knows he's going down.
Oh,
like,
he does.
To name drop Pence like that?
He does, for
like,
sure.
He's like, I'm taking everybody down with me. Mm-hmm. But if he cares about so much what he's saying, like, he probably don't know that he's making Pelosi.
Right.
Like, he probably don't even know the chain of command.
I guarantee it. And that's the, you know, that
like,
just goes
even
back
more
to
terrifying.
The, right. That goes back to my main point that I've stated since 2015.
He's not educated enough to be there.
Right. And, yeah, sure, we need someone who's a bit normal, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, Yang Gang. You're right.
We need politics back in D.C. bad for the moment. You know, regardless, I will be so happy when we have a career politician in the White House again. I genuinely will. For diplomatic purposes, just for bipartisan purposes, we need someone who is a true politician. Just for, let's get our shit back together, because our shit is not together whatsoever right now.
No.
We are completely divided as a nation. And hell far, even when Obama was president, we were not this divided. Not even close.
No, for sure.
You know,
for
it's,
sure.
We have been shaken up as a country politically for the last 12 years, because Obama getting elected really shook shit up. A lot.
And you know, again, going to, I love to hear the comment oh so often, like, you know, you sure didn't look at any of this when Obama was president, or you didn't see we were divided when Obama was president. Like, we were, absolutely. Intelligent black man who's really good at public speaking gets presidency. Yeah, it makes a lot of, you know, a lot of the South mad,
right?
We're divided, and we live right in the middle of that, by the way. So, yeah, it does make people mad. Makes people divided, but not like this.
No.
Like, nothing like what is happening
right
now.
You can't have a valid conversation with anybody, and then anytime you try to converse about this, like, I'm wrong, I'm stupid. I wasn't in the military. I want to take your guns. I don't understand the grander scheme of things. No, you're right. I don't want to if that's what the grand scheme of things are, I don't want to fucking understand it.
Exactly.
Like, I would rather be Mr. Uneducated, I care about humans and the way we treat one another. Sign me up for that all day.
Yep. I don't know. Crazy stuff happening. So as we keep going, we'll definitely be covering... If we cover the impeachment more, like, if it progresses, you know, tremendously, we'll probably have dedicated episodes.
Oh, it's gonna. It's happening.
I know.
Trump's done.
Like, not everybody is wanting to sit here and listen to the impeachment, because I'm going to say, like, not enough people care. And, like, I know that Brian's very politically educated. So, like, when he listens to this, he's going to listen to me messing up or stuttering on some things. But, like, yeah, I mess up or I make incorrect statements. At least I'm, like, in it and trying.
Right.
Like, at least I'm, like, wanting to learn it and, like, be in it. There's so many people. Bro, my mom has no idea what Trump's being impeached for.
Right.
No clue.
Yeah.
No
and
idea.
I really cannot stress enough that while I am super, like, leftist, about as left as you can get on the scale, I'm more... left-leaning than literally anyone I know. There's not many issues that I fall even to the middle with.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't stress it enough. I don't care who the fuck it is. Like I said, if it's Bernie Sanders, Beto, Biden,
if it's my Warren, Andrew Yang,
Yang, I don't care. Anybody who is guilty of what just happened, I swear to you right now, you'll never hear me make an excuse or say it's okay. And I will be saying the same thing I'm saying right now. If you break laws, spit on the Constitution, get them out.
Yeah, and not just, like, I'm not trying to make an exception, like, you can break some laws, but if you break a law to this extent, in my opinion, like, there's no reason. I don't care who you are.
You want to know who I think is going to be the nail in the coffin?
What?
Trump's lawyer, old Mayor Rudy.
Bro, yeah.
he will be the nail in the coffin because he can't shut. He was showing,
dude, I know,
screenshotted texts from like the State Department. He was like, you know, they say I was acting alone when I was talking to him, and he was like, I can tell you I wasn't acting alone.
Well, I mean, you gotta look at who Trump would hire as a lawyer. It wasn't even confirmed
that Rudy had even spoken with anyone. He's like, they say I was doing it alone, but that's where the report was wrong because the State Department was right behind me. Like, just shut your mouth. Like, if you want any chance of this, like, subsiding and going away, just be quiet. Same thing goes with Trump. Like, now he is putting out mass propaganda on Twitter.
Oh,
like, propaganda videos.
Presidential harassment.
Yeah, and that's just horrifying.
So, we're going to wrap this one up unless you have something else.
Oh, no, that's fine. I was done.
You're wanting to
whatever.
Hit. Oh, yeah, man. Just keep go on, brother.
No, it's fine.
No, go brother, go on, brother.
I don't even know how long this episode's gone so far. We could be 3 hours in. I haven't, like, I don't know time right now. Getting a little personal for a bit. So, I've had some, like, changes in my life. Okay. Some huge shakeups. I'm not a currently employed human.
And boy, does he hear it a lot.
Every 10 minutes, someone has to rub it in. No, it's just I got a better opportunity that would allow me to focus on the scam much better, as you would say.
Yeah, he's actually selling It Works. We'll put the link in our Spotify.
Yep. But, you know, it gives me a little bit more free time to have a social life once again. My relationship, I can get it back to where it was, and I can do the podcast a little bit more and study more. Woo!
None of those things sound good.
See,
none of them.
But, you know, with that, we're going to be able to be a little bit more precise.
We can be more consistent now.
That's the biggest thing.
And it's not that it was just Cody. It's just that Cody always had an allotted section of free time, and I always had an allotted section
of
free time.
But they never lined up.
They were never the same one. So now we shouldn't be missing any more episodes.
Right, yeah. You know, I have 19 credit hours, like, this semester in school. That's a lot of school.
Yeah.
And
cool, man.
I was working full-time, unlike other people at this table. So, you know, I was busy.
It feels like full-time with what I have to go through.
Yeah, feel sorry for Logan. Crime a river.
So, like I was saying, covering this, we obviously want to cover this impeachment. He's making fun of me stuttering. But we're going to cover the impeachment. We'll probably have dedicated episodes to it, though, so we can still talk about, like, turtles and stuff.
And that's whatever.
In other episodes.
I'm only here for politics, so that's why you picked me up.
Not why we started the, you know, if you look at our first episode, we talked about, like, Mick Jagger in Area 51.
We did. And can we just talk about how we missed Area 51? I didn't get to go out to it because I was working.
Oh, no, I was off. I just forgot.
Now, I will tell you, I need to get a hold of the Alien Bud Light cans, and the Post Malone Bud Light cans are out now,
dude,
too.
The Post Malone Bud Cat. But
I said the exact same thing.
Rappy, singy, greasy
tattoo
boy.
Face, man.
Tattoo face, greasy, stinky boy can.
Yeah.
Why was that easier to say?
I need to get a hold of them bad.
Post Malone Bud Light can.
You know, I came to the conclusion
Budcat.
The other day Budcat. That I think Post Malone might be just genuinely my favorite artist of all time,
No.
That's fine. You can hate it or
no.
Whatever.
I don't even hate it. I can't ever say that.
That's fine.
One of my favorite humans.
Well, I'm just
as
not
an
so
artist.
Pretentious in my music taste that I have to name fucking Tool. So,
dude, Tool, dude.
Here we go.
No, Tool is way down. On. No. Listen, as far as strictly, I factor in everything, and as far as just strictly lyrical content and music, yes, Tool's way up there.
Yeah,
and
my name's Logan. I like fedoras, trench coats, and my favorite band's Tool.
Yeah, 2 tickets for Tool, please. No, as far as people, no, absolutely not. Post Malone has everything going for him.
Absolutely.
Like, it being a person.
Everything.
Talent, you know, just being a cool dude. Like, that factors highly. When you take somebody like Maynard from Tool, he's moving way down my list just because of that. I have no interest in meeting him.
Right.
Like, I would love to meet Eddie Vedder because Pearl Jam is my favorite band, so that puts them way up because he's, you know, he's a cool dude.
So I was thinking the other day, in the last 4 years of my life, like, Stoney, Beer Bongs, and now Hollywood's Bleeding, like, I'd not listen to any albums more than what I have Post Malone in the last 4 years.
Hollywood's Bleeding is, to me, by far his best album. Like,
I feel that way too, and that's huge. Like, anyone who knows me on a personal level knows for the last year, beer bongs and Bentleys has been on repeat in my car. Just, there's never been a time where you get in my car and it's not.
Beer bongs and Bentleys is third.
You're an idiot. No, absolute man. Idiot.
No, listen, it's third, but like, I'm not saying it's a bad
You know
album.
What's on repeat in my car now, though?
Billie Eilish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's when you know I'm truly obsessed with an artist, is when I actually have a CD of theirs in my CD.
Yeah, player. I got him a super rare Australian edition 21 Pilot CD, and I think he played it once, so.
Actually, I gave it away, so.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Who'd you give it to?
Your mom.
Bro, she hates 21 Pilots because they're more than 6 beats a minute. Like, if it ain't.
She's like, I can't do this. There's too much going on.
Unless there's a mandolin and it's above 6 beats a minute, she's out. So like, there's got to be a mandolin and a banjo in there, really? Like bluegrass.
Oh, she would love Judah and the Lion then.
I doubt it because he kind of gets a little rappy to her. To her.
Right, yeah, but he's
like,
got the
to
banjo
her, like,
and the
car
mando.
Radio is like rap. Like, that's not even.
Everybody's dancing along to the mando. It sounds sort of hip hop y. Beep, beep, beep. Shout out to Judah and the Lion.
Come back to Wild Wings Cafe so I can watch you because I'd like to see you live.
Yeah, actually, I've saw you guys 3 times now, so kind of went to an early listening party for your album before it was released. So
they're not one of my favorite bands, but like, I bet they're entertainers.
They're fantastic, and they're in my top. They're in my top 3, I think.
Oh my
I love
god!
Judah a lot.
Top 3.
Yep. And you can miss me with any kind of bullshit.
Bro.
You know what? I think I decided. This
how
is the
quick,
last.
How quick we forget about Jeff Buckley, huh?
That's fine. Name 2 Jeff Buckley songs. And you can't name Hallelujah.
I can't name Hallelujah?
No? So go ahead. Tell me how much you love Buckley.
So one thing that about Buckley.
You know what? That statement you just made drowned
bro,
in
listen,
the Mississippi River too.
Bro, yeah. He is flaring his nostrils up and like looking at me because whatever I'm going to say, he's going to hit me with it. This is strange, and I've never done this with another artist. Jeff Buckley, I know him by his music videos. I know that's insane.
I know Whitney Houston by her music videos. I mean...
But not the song titles. Like, you know the video without knowing the name of the song?
I thought you were just talking like you see him in his music
no,
video.
No,
like, oh,
no,
that's
no,
Jeff
no,
Buckley.
No. I'm saying, like...
So Jeff
I like
Buckley,
the video with this, but I don't know the song name.
So Jeff Buckley means so much to you that you would put him in your top 3 all time, and you criticize
me for
not.
He's not in my top 3 all time. I just threw Jeff Buckley
not,
as a name
But then
out.
You don't even know any of his songs other than what they look like.
I just That was the funniest sentence ever. Yeah. You only know him by what his songs look like.
That's it. Yeah, Jeff Buckley's one of my favorites. I can't name a single song, but...
I didn't even say that.
I bet you love Hallelujah, don't you?
I do.
That's fantastic.
It's the best cover.
Yeah, I'll agree.
And that one dude from The Voice was really good. I can't think of his name. No, really good. Like, the closest thing to Jeff Buckley I've ever heard. Shout out Shrek for changing my life on that.
For real, right?
Shout out Shrek.
Fun fact about Shrek, Chris Farley was Shrek.
Bro, you hurt me with that.
Like, I mean, I'm glad it panned out the way it did because Mike Myers is Shrek is the best. Shut up.
No, you can't.
Literally.
I hate that. You can't say someone is the best at something if there was no one else to do it, so there's no
reference
level.
There's nobody else that could have been Shrek.
You don't know.
I do know.
If Chris Farley would have been Shrek, you would have been like, Michael Myers couldn't have been Shrek. Are you kidding me?
Michael Myers. Why are you getting all like, that's Mike Myers, bro?
Michael. I'm upset, so I'm using his full name.
Here's Michael Myers and Shrek.
You want to hear Hulk Hogan and Shrek?
I do. Hold on. Let's hear your Hulk Hogan Shrek impression.
Donkey! That wasn't even raw. I can't even... Hey, brother. Donkey, brother.
Not again.
Hey, Farquaad. Hey, Lord Farquaad. Did you ever have Shrek 2 on DVD?
Oh.
Specifically?
Where you had, like, the American Idol?
Bro, and Simon Cowell was on
yes.
there?
Yes.
Bro, that was crazy.
I was talking to Summer about this the other day, where every DVD ever always had some kind of minigame.
Yeah.
Like, that shit doesn't even exist anymore.
It's upsetting, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Now I just have Netflix, and the only thing it's got for fun is ads.
Like, so, Fast and Furious 2
no.
had a whole ass racing game in it. Like, they're not doing that anymore.
Hulk
and
was
we
in
had
that
Blu-ray.
One.
Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
What was his line?
Well, he only had one big one.
What was it?
Go fast, brother. I don't care.
And he's actually about to be in the Hobbs, the Jason Statham Rock movie. What's the name of it?
Hobbs and Shaw.
Hobbs and Shaw. Yeah, he's in that.
What's his line?
You just heard it.
Same thing.
He got so popular for it that he stopped wrestling.
Oh,
because he just sold merch that's like, go fast, brother.
Got you. So what if I told you Hulk Hogan quit wrestling in like 1992?
That was when Fast came out.
All right, yeah. Paul Walker was like 7.
He's nothing now.
Damn, don't even do me like that.
He's nothing now, bro.
Yeah. I'm out. I'm done.
I was friends with Paul Walker on Xbox.
I bet.
I was.
Were you?
Yeah. But he was just always on his dashboard. All right.
So that's the end of the episode here, boys. So welcome back, and thanks for joining in. Logan's already walked away. But
no, I'm still here.
Thank you for if you've made it through, I guarantee you there is not a single soul that's at this point. So I could say literally anything at this point. Nobody's ever gonna hear it, but we have a Spotify ad at the start of it, so I'm gonna keep it very G-rated. But thank you for listening to another episode of Your Mother's Favorite Podcast. And ideally, if Logan's not a little baby back bitch about it, we'll have another episode this time next week.
I'll record it right now with you so you can't use that.
Back to back ones, and then just pretend it's a, let's change clothes so nobody can tell the difference.
Yeah, brother.
Oh, God. Thank you, guys.